Say that the government, for the government to secure their own networks, well, they have to work more closely with the private sector. The Homeland Security Department is testing out just how that approach would work. DHS, in the midst of several pilot programs to improve how the government and industry actually share cyber threat information. And Federal News Radio's Jason Miller is here with details on DHS's new information sharing approach. So, Jason, how is DHS changing its approach to share information with the private sector? What's all this about?
Well, DHS and other federal agencies are testing out what they call a real-time approach to sharing cyber threats. Now, remember, this is all around cybersecurity because 95% of all the critical infrastructure, we're talking about the networks, we're talking about water, we're talking about heating, oil, nuclear power, are all owned by the private sector. So that they're seeing the bulk of the threats. Now, Greg Schaefer is DHS's Assistant Secretary for Cybersecurity and Communications. He says the goal is to leverage the capabilities of both government and industry to be more operational in reducing the overall threat.
One example is work we're doing right now with the FSISAC, financial services industry. ISAC is actually being provided with information in a pilot with DOD and DHS to share data that all three of those entities have brought to bear from their network operations and their review of the intrusions and the activity on the networks. An opportunity for us to really look at the data across government and industry.
Now, DHS also is using the network of its network of fusion centers in each state. Now, these are the law enforcement information sharing areas that the DHS has set up over the last, you know, 3, 4, 5 years in
really
response.
Really, post-9/11.
Exactly.
And federal, state, local, even industry in these fusion centers. Everyone gets together in a place.
Correct. And the good thing about this is that they're across all 50 states now. Yeah. Initially, it was all about terrorism. Now, it's all about information sharing more broadly around law enforcement. Mm-hmm. Now, Schaefer says the goal is to make the sharing of classified or even secret information much easier. Right now, a vendor who has that secret clearance must actually come to Washington, D.C. to view that information. Under this approach, that same vendor can go to a local fusion center to use their network to view the data.
The actionable data that we can share, the material that actually allows us to tune our solutions, both in government and industry, has to be as available as we can possibly make it for both sides to most efficiently reduce risk. Holistically, the risks that we have are never going to be reduced unless we do exactly that. Unless we are sharing the data across these various domains and doing it as quickly as we possibly can, we are not going to be in a position to deal with the growing and increasing rate of attacks and more sophistication that we have through the groups and attackers that are engaged and involved.
What are some of the biggest challenges then that they face in making this happen?
I think there's several to start off. You remember, you got to take it from a pilot to a full implementation, and it's across multiple sectors. So trust is probably the biggest one. Schaefer says senior industry officials must understand just how significant these cyber attacks are. Right now, it's a lot about the security people, but it's all about the, you know, when you start looking at senior VPs and COOs and CFOs and all those big CXO titles, mm-hmm. they have to get this. And then also what the cost is to both government and, if you will, society as a whole, who continually face these attacks. Now, Congresswoman Anna Issue says the government must secure their own networks and encourage better communication from industry.
If we're going to ask industry to report cybersecurity incidents to the government, we need to establish a very clear process to do so. Companies won't report if they're going to be bombarded by dozens of government agencies, each wanting to investigate the incident. The government needs to streamline the process when it comes to cyber reporting so that it's clear to industry what to expect when you step forward. I've been pushing to share more information with the private sector. We can't have the government hiding information about cyber threats behind the wall of classified information.
And I think in many ways, these pilots that are going on now are trying to figure out what those expectations are, what the processes are to best to share information more easily. Noah Hsu, who represents Silicon Valley, actually praised Google. If you guys remember, you guys reported on this, I think we all did, about for admitting that they were actually hacked by the Chinese or somebody in China, or that they had obviously some cyber problems. She says it actually serves as a great example and encouragement for other companies to come out and share that information with the government more widely. Now, the other area she says that needs to happen is education and training. Now, we hear a lot about this, but she's promoting it at the high school, at the college level, mm-hmm. about what the risks are, what it means to have good cybersecurity. Because I think that as we talk more about the digital natives, the next generation, whatever we're going to call them, they already understand how to use it. They understand how why it matters, but they may not understand how to secure it.
Yeah. Well, and a lot of this goes to the idea that the bad guys are very good at collaborating and sharing information about how to break into systems. The good guy's not as good about sharing information about how to protect them.
That's absolutely true because of that trust factor that we got to earlier, and as well as, the government's very secretive, and especially when you get to intelligence agencies and the National Security Agency, I think that plays a bit into it.
So this new approach, how does this fit in with what DHS is trying to do to help to protect civilian agency networks?
Well, we're talking about data here, malware, viruses, attribution of who the attackers are, all the, if you will, noise that's on the government and industry's network. Now, DHS hopes its Einstein software program that it is installing across all the agencies will help them sort through and understand what is happening on agency networks. Schaefer says Symantec recently said that they find 47,000 new malicious codes each day on the internet.
Wow.
And as we've talked about many times, the government is a prime target for these attacks. Schaefer says DHS actually is making significant progress in installing Einstein 2 software.
Einstein 2 is an intrusion detection capability. It allows us to examine the traffic that moves in and out of federal networks and look for malicious traffic in near real time. That gives us the ability to know when something is happening and to respond more quickly to risks that are faced by the network. We have, at this point, deployed the Einstein solution to 12 of 21 agencies that will serve as trusted internet connection access providers. And that deployment is somewhat ahead of schedule and will continue and give us more situational awareness with respect to the amount of traffic and malicious activity that's occurring on the networks. Today, with 12 of 21 systems deployed, we are seeing 180,000 events monthly.
Now, it's very interesting. He says 12 of 21 trusted internet connection providers already have this installed on Einstein 2 and they're ahead of schedule. But the recent Government Accountability Office put out the report on the Trusted Internet Connections Initiative, or TIC, which is part of this whole Einstein 2 initiative, in April, and found that DHS actually was having a lot more trouble getting agencies to commit to using Einstein software. GAO says 12 agencies actually didn't even say when they would sign that memorandum of agreement for DHS to come in and install the software. And I talked to one agency security officer earlier today after the conference I was at, and he didn't really want to go on the record as we were kind of chatting, and he didn't get permission to talk. But basically, the person said their agreement is actually stuck in the bureaucracy of their agency. So they're ready to do it, but they just can't get the lawyers or whomever to kind of sign off. Mm-hmm. Now, I tried to ask Schaefer more about the Einstein 2 after his speech at the Communication and Computers Industry Association's 37th annual Washington Caucus event today, but he really didn't have a lot of time. He was basically saying, call my press office, which is unfortunately what we hear too often. Now, when Einstein 2 is fully deployed in the coming years, Schaefer says he expects that about 100 agencies will be using the software and reporting data to US CERT, which is obviously also housed at DHS.
So Einstein 3, though, that's coming too. Did he give you an update on that?
Well, he talked a little bit about Einstein 3. They're actually testing the next version. Schaefer says the goal is to see how potential technology for the next edition of the software could be deployed and would work.
Those tests are designed to make sure that we know how to get the traffic separated correctly, how we go and look for malicious activity, and how we block it before it ever gets on the network and has the capability to cause harm. Of course, we've been working extensively with the private sector in thinking about how these solutions should be designed and how they should be deployed. We've also been working with our partners within the federal government, including the National Security Agency, who has done this extensively, of course, for the .mil space. And so working with our partners, we're trying to design a solution that will really prevent the kind of problems that we see and that have been so widely publicized through the various breaches that have occurred.
Now, Schaefer didn't give any new details of when Einstein 3 would be ready, but a recent DHS privacy impact assessment that I found doing my research on the web says the technology that the agency will pilot is based on that technology developed by NSA, and it's also the goal of the pilot is to solidify processes for managing and protecting information gleaned observed from cyber intrusions against civilian systems. Now, along with Einstein 3, DHS is doing a bunch of other things. They're developing standards for federal security and network operations centers, so the government can have this kind of standardized look, or look as one single enterprise across the NOCs and the SOCs. Schaefer also says DHS is developing plans to deal with incidents when they occur. So this process will be in place to develop really a national cyber incident response plan. So this is just a couple of areas that they're looking at. There's always a lot going around cyber. We talked about DOD yesterday and the Cyber Command, DHS today. And I think that what we're seeing here is not just a recognition, but really this, okay, we got to make something happen sooner than later because we're running out of time and the threats are just too serious.
Yeah, it's and I mean, the numbers that he gave out are really pretty astounding.
180,000 events. Now, what's an event is a ping, it's an attack. He doesn't really describe it, but we know an event is an event, and it means something's happening against your network.
Wow.